But I guess I'm not the only one that's sitting up here and what Brother Jason was talking about, and Brother Scotty, about telling what God's done. My mind went back to the childhood, thinking of all that God had done for me, what He brought me through.
Yeah.
Amen. I remember at the age of 13, I had a newspaper route, Brother Scotty. And I'd get up every morning before school, and I'd run that route. I'd pack him, I'd fold them papers up, I'd pack that bag, throw it on the back of that old swim bicycle, and down the road I'd go. It'd be pitch dark, amen. And that was before school, and I did it for almost 2.5, 3 years. But I remember Elkhart had come to a place to where they made a law, passed a law, legislation did there in the city, that if you rode your bicycle, you had to be on the side of the road, but you had to have a headlight, you had to have reflectors on the back,
yeah.
You had the reflectors in the wheels and on the pedals. Well, it was no big deal. I went for a long time, Sister Michelle, without having to have that stuff on my bike. And well, all of a sudden, they passed the ordinance that I had to have it. So, Brother Scotty, I load the bike up. I get a headlight and I get a taillight and work up a little generator, you know, flips over on the back of your wheel.
Yeah.
When your wheel turned, it lit up everything.
Yeah.
Well, I was set. I had my mirror on the side. Didn't have to have them before. I had my mirrors on the handlebars and got going down the road one Saturday morning, Brother Tommy. And next thing I knew, a pickup truck hit me from behind.
Wow.
He was doing about 35, almost 40 miles an hour when he hit me. And I was probably about 14 years old. And I went flying one way, and the bicycle went the other way. And when I was sitting up here, that flashed back to my mind saying, God, you had your angels around me. You had your angels around me, and I didn't even realize it. Didn't even know it, Brother. Brother Earl, he was protecting me. I had no idea at the time. Praise God. All I remember is the guy stopped to check on me, and I rolled over. I guess I was face down where I landed because I went airborne, and I was face down, and I rolled over, and I looked at him, and I said, where's my bike? He said, you just lay still, son. I said, where's my bike? And I got up. He said, don't move. Don't get up. Whatever you do, just don't get up. And I said, where's my bike? And I look over, and I see it laying. I don't know how far away it was from me. And I got up and started walking over to my bike, and he said, Sonny, look, don't wait. Let me get an ambulance here. They just stay still. I said, you tore my bike up, mister. I said, you tore it up. I said, I got papers to deliver. I said, you tore it up. Now I knew what was behind. I picked the bike up and I pushed it all the way home. Praise God. But I was sitting there thinking, you know what? Just one time. That's just one time. Amen. That God had his angels about me. That I remember that brought me to this point where I am right now. Amen. Because God's angels, amen, has encamped around me. And why he loved me like that, I'll never know. But he loved me enough, amen, that I was able, Brother Charlie, to get up and walk away from that event. I was able, amen, to push the bike away because God's angels was encamped about me. Amen, it's a miracle. 35, 40 mile an hour, he hit me from the rear. And all I remember and all I can think of is he tore my bike up. How am I going to deliver my papers? Praise God. But it was God's hand all the time looking over me. Amen. And protecting me. And I got to thinking about that, Brother Scotty, and many a time. I ain't going to go into detail about this, but let me just say, foolishly, as a kid playing with bullets, amen, I end up shooting myself. Wasn't even in the gun. Me and my cousin, amen, I tried. We found my uncle's long .22 shells in his drawer. And because of my foolishness, could have been killed.
Yes, sir.
We set it down in the we found this lead pipe, and we set the bullet down in the end of the in the crack of the concrete of the walkway, and we thought, we'll set this thing off. And we'd stood back, and we'd take that pipe, and we'd throw it at that bullet. It was foolish, stupid, ignorance from a child.
Yeah.
I was mischievous, okay? I was mischievous growing up. Sometimes just plain old rotten and mean sometimes. But you know this now. Amen. God's hand was still protecting me.
Yes.
God was still looking over me.
Glory to God, brother.
I remember at times we thought we hit it. And I told my cousin, I said, step back. I'm going to do it this time. And I took that lead pipe and I ran back and I threw it and I hit that bullet right on the end. It set it off, Brother Scotty. And when it set it off, it ricocheted against the foundation of the house and come back at me. And I threw my hand up, and when I did, it hit me in the hand.
Well.
And I looked down and I could see the bone and the gristle, and the scar is still there, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
It was in front of my face. And I never thought about it until later, sitting at the hospital waiting to get stitches. That if I hadn't threw my hand up, It hit me right in the face.
Yeah.
It hit me right square in the head. But God's hand. I said, God's hand was there one more time. God's hand was there one more time. One more time it was there. And the many times I could sit and let my mind reflect on the way that God had his hand upon me. Yeah. I mean, the many time that brought me to where I am now because of God's mercy. Because his great love. And why, I'll never know why. Because I'm such a failure. I'm such a failure.
He saved you to deliver the good news.
He saved me to deliver the good news.
That's praise God.
Saved me in a little Free Will Baptist church. And I thank God, amen, that he led me into the way of holiness.
Thank God.
I thank God he led me into the way of holiness.
Oh, yeah.
He put it in the heart of my mom and dad to move back from Indiana back down here.
Yes.
And the way things fell in place, amen, started going to end up going to Brownstown by Paul Black. We ended up renting a house up. It was only God, amen, that was able to hook my mom and dad up with Paul Black and said, was we looking for a place.
Yeah.
Amen. Because we packed up everything from Indiana and came back. Mom and dad's from here in West Virginia. Amen. Dad's from Boone County down in Logan. Mom's from Bell, West Virginia. We settled there in Huntington. Well, first moved back at, stayed with my aunt. And then somehow hooked up Brother Paul.
Yeah.
Paul Black, we ended up renting a house off of him up Broad Holler, up in the head there, one of his houses. Brother Earl, as you're going up Broad Holler, it was a little house on the right, set up on the bank he owned, one of them. And he told me about a church, Brownstown.
Yeah.
He told us about it. And I had long hair then, Brother Scotty. I didn't know any better.
Come on.
Amen. I wasn't saved that long. I was about 17 years old, going on 17. And Paul said, you'll like it up there. Go up there with them young people. You ought to go up there and visit. And I said, you know what? I think I will. He said, but I'm going to tell you now, you better get your hair cut. He was the first one to ever tell me, you better get your hair cut. Praise God.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother, thank God. I'm glad he did tell me that. I'm glad he did tell me that. You better get your hair cut, son, because they really ain't going to like that long hair. But I was so hungry for something, for more of God, he put it in my heart that I went and got me a haircut. Before I even went and lightened the doors of that church, I took him at his word. I went and got a haircut. Amen. And when I went there, I felt God begin to deal and draw me. Amen. Me and my brother, more me than my brother.
Yeah.
And start drawing. I thought, this is what I want. At the age of 17, this is what I want. This is what my heart was longing for. I saw what they had. Amen. I saw what they was doing. I saw the Holy Ghost move. And I saw a moving of God amongst them.
Yes.
And I said, this is what I want.
Praise God.
This is what I want.
Glory.
And since then, God has had his hand upon me so many times.
Yes.
I lost control, pulling doubles for sister, lost control of my vehicle, ended up in the field, come out of the field because of my foolishness, being distracted. And then Brother Scotty going down off to the right, coming back out of Batavia, right there at Sardinia, ended up down in the field, and I was headed right for all these trees where the fence line separated the field, amen, in the shoulder. And I thought, oh, Lord, I'm going to hit them trees head on. And the next thing I knew, I was able to pull that thing out of there. Amen. I kept hauling, Jesus, would you help me? Lord, would you help me? Lord, would you help me? And all the thing, that back trailer was just bouncing. You don't normally do that with a set of doubles, Brother Tommy. Usually you'll lose that back trailer when it starts getting out of control like that, Brother Earl. And I said, Lord, bring me out of this, bring me out of this. Next thing I know, that thing come up out of there, and then right out onto the road that I come. And my legs was just as weak as they can be. My knees was like rubber. And I pulled it over at Sardinia truck stop. And the boy that was following behind me, he said, how did you do that? He said, you did everything I was telling you to do. He said, I was on the radio hollering. I said, what are you talking about? My radio wasn't even working. I said, that's why I ended up over there. I was fooling around with the radio because it wasn't working. He said, well, you did everything I was saying. I said, well, the only thing I know is God brought me out.
Woo!
I said, I raised the back of that trailer, looked in the back, and there wasn't one pallet dumped over. Not one dumped over. That thing was bouncing like a rubber ball. Praise God, those pallets were cut. And he said, I'll tell you, God's hand, and it was there. God's hand once again prevailed.
Hallelujah.
Going out toward Pinch one day, making a delivery to Husband's Pizza. Going out in the curve, the wheel dropped off the berm, and it threw my tractor and my trailer into a 15-degree skid. And Brother Earl, you don't bring it back out of a 15-degree skid. You lose your trailer, your jackknife.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was coming into that curve and I lost it. And the next thing I knew, that trailer was pushing my tractor down the road and the trailer was in the ditch line. And I said, oh, Jesus, would you help me? And about that time, a car come around the curve and that trailer popped out of the ditch. And I straightened that thing out. I'm telling you, that was God. That was God. And I made it to my delivery without anything disturbed. You don't pull it out of a 15-degree skid. You lose it. It jackknives. It comes together. The trailer meets the tractor. It's called a jackknife. And it meets together and they crunch. Brother Scotty, God brought me out of that one.
Yes, sir.
I see the hand of God.
Yes, sir.
And I was down.
Yeah.
Up in Ohio, one day, when a man stopped to walk up on the back of my truck, he was going to shoot me. He was another truck driver, and he was distraught and distorted because his son used to work for the company. And he had a gun. He said, I'm going to shoot you. And that was the time I was into martial arts at the time, Brother Tom. And the voice kept speaking to me, drop kick that idiot off the back of this truck and pound him into the ground. And that's what I was getting ready to do. I was getting ready to turn around. And the voice of the Lord spoke and said, a soft answer turns away wrath.
You love me.
Yes.
And I turned around. I began to talk to that man. And I talked to him about his soul. And that man walked off of my truck, got in his, and left.
Yeah. Praise.
It could have turned out ugly if I'd listened to the flesh. Now, that could have turned out real ugly, man, if I'd listened to this flesh. If I'd listened to the flesh and say, drop kick him off here and pound him in the ground.
Oh yeah.
That could have turned out ugly, Brother Scotty. But the voice spoke to me and said, a soft answer turns away wrath.
Soft answer.
I turned around and began to talk to the man. And it won his heart over. He got back in his truck and he left. The many times, amen, that I stop and think, God's mercy and his hand upon me has brought me to this point right here this morning.
Yeah.
Because of his mercy, because of his grace.
Yes.
Nothing that I have ever done to deserve.
No.
Nothing that I have ever done because I've been such a failure to him. But he has saw fit to bring me right here to this place, this time.
Thank
to
God.
Tell you, give God praise and give God glory.
That's right.
To give God praise and give him glory for everything that he's done in your life. For every situation that he's watched over you on the highway. For every time, amen, he's protected you, amen, from a bad, bad car wreck. For every time he's protected you from being so sick.
Yeah.
For every time that he's protected you from something happening and going wrong in your life.
Yes.
Amen. God has been there.
You're right, brother.
He's been there.
God has been there. He was there when I didn't know him.
That's right.
I said he was there when I didn't know him, Brother Jason.
He was.
And from the prayers of somebody I don't know, because none of my family was in church. None that I can even think of, relations that I knew of that was in church that could have been praying for me. But I can tell you this much. At the age of 13, when I was out on the newspaper route, and I was collecting once a month, I had my little black book, and I'd walk up on the porch, and I'd knock on the door, and I'd say, it's that time of month, pay for your newspaper. Brother Scotty never served them and tried to beat me out of it.
Yeah.
But then there was this one little old lady, I'll never forget her, can't even remember her name, and she was such a godly looking grandma. Wasn't like the grandmas we have today that likes to dye their hair the color of my black shoes, amen, and try to portray themselves like a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
She was a godly looking grandma, had her hair up in a bun, had long hair, had on a full dress, and down to her ankle. She had sleeves, and she was a godly looking grandma.
Yes.
And before I left her porch, she said, son, what is it that you want to be when you get older? And out of nowhere, Brother Scotty, I think maybe it was from a time that when I was in Bible school, maybe one time the neighbor took me to Bible school, vacation Bible school.
Yes.
I told her, I'd like to be saved.
Saved.
She said, son, you can be.
You can be saved.
You can be.
Yeah.
And I reminded him to this day, I don't think I, only thing I can remember, Brother Tommy, is maybe that godly grandma had been praying for me.
Hey.
Maybe she was praying for her people. boy. Maybe she was praying for the one that brought her newspaper. Are we praying for the one that brings our newspaper? Are we praying for the one that picks up our garbage? Are we praying for the one, amen, that looks after us as a doctor? Are we praying for those around us?
Glory!
I believe Grandma was a praying for this paper boy. I said, I believe Grandma was a praying for this paper boy.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's the only thing I can think of. I don't know of anybody else in the family. None of my immediate family was saved, and none that I could even think of relations was saved. But I'll never forget her. Can't even remember her name. But one day, praise God, I hope I get to hug her when I get to heaven. I said, I hope one day I'll get to, and I believe I'll know who she is when I get there. I believe I'll know she's the one that was praying for me. Amen. This little 13-year-old paper boy that God kept his hand upon. Because that happened before I had that accident. Before I was hit by that pickup.
Oh, thank you.
That happened before that.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
So, why don't you stand? I stand here this morning and say, thank God for his merciful hand. Yes. So many times he's brought us through death, and we probably don't even realize it.
Don't realize.
We probably don't, Brother Tommy. Maybe that flat on the way to somewhere that we had, and it aggravated us. Maybe we had that flat for a reason. Maybe it kept us from an accident up the road. Maybe it kept us, amen, from being hurt or injured or killed.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yes.
We don't know. Something that delays us. You hear all the time, Brother Scotty, of these testimonies. People said, well, I was supposed to be on that flight that went down, but something happened, and I missed the flight.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was God's hand that caused you to miss the flight.
Yeah.
Maybe it's God's hand that caused you to have a flat tire.
That's right.
Because sometimes God knows how stubborn we are. I got to be there. Let's go. I got to get there somehow. But God slows us down.
Yes, he does.
He'll slow us down.
That's right.
Right. Amen. He'll slow us down.
God's got a way.
To save us from something we can't see.
Right.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Hope.
So I'm here this morning to stand and tell you, thank God.
Thank God.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for your mercies.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that you love me so much. That you kept your hand up on me. You kept the car from blowing up. I remember a car we had, amen, that we bought. I ain't going to say who we bought it off of right now. Praise God. But it backfired. Amen. I was on the way. Me and JoJo, we was on our way, amen, shortly after we got married, to see Mom and Dad there in Canova. And the thing started backfiring real bad. I thought, well, I hope it at least gets me there. Well, it wasn't a very good car, I'm telling you. The door handle was broke. You couldn't get in from the driver, the passenger side on the outside. And there was a lot of things that was wrong with that old car. And it started backfiring before I got there. And it chuckled out, and it chucked out just as soon as I got pulled in the driveway.
Well.
But then as soon as I pulled in the driveway, I saw some smoke coming out of the hood. And I said, oh, now what's going on? So I popped the hood, and Joe's still sitting in the car. Let me look. And I reached over, and I grabbed the hood, and I went to throw it up, and flames come out. The whole engine was engulfed in fire and flames. And Joe was still in his eyes. I said, get out of there, get out. She couldn't get her door open. I said, get out of there. So she crawled as fast as she could over to the driver's side. God's hand.
Yeah.
God's hands, amen.
Yeah.
His hands of mercy.
Woo!
That car went up that fast. That fast, Brother Earl.
Thank you, Lord.
And it burnt to the ground.
Well, yeah.
Pretty much of it anyway. God's hands.
Yes.
God's hands. He was there when me and the other truck driver pulled the drunk lady out of the vehicle at 2 o'clock in the morning, coming down 32.
Come on.
Just past you, just off of Union Hill there, before you get into Piketon. She was drunk. She had flipped and rode her Jeep. I saw it from a distance. I saw the fire. I was the lead driver. Brother Tommy. And I thought, well, there's some farmer hollered on the radio, some farmer up ahead burning his rubbish at 2 o'clock in the morning, clearing his field. And the closer I got, I hollered back and said, no. I said, that's not a field. That's in the middle of the road. And the closer I got, we saw the Jeep over on its side in the median. And we pulled over as fast as we can, grabbed our fire extinguishers, grabbed the blankets, what we could. And the thing was on fire. And he climbs up and tries to get her out. She was strapped in. She was out of her mind. She was drunk. And he climbs up over top, tries to get in through the window. And I finished kicking the windshield out. I said, we're going to have to pull her out of here. We can't get her through the door, through the window. We can't pull her up. We got to get her out through the windshield. And I held him up as he was able to cut this strap. He couldn't get the seatbelt undone. So he had a little pocket knife, and he sawed and sawed and sawed. And I said, Lord, help us get her out of here. Lord, help us get her out of here. Amen. And we got her out, pulled her through the wind. As soon as we did, that thing went up. That thing went up in flames. The state police had just got there. And we drug her off to the side. It was by God's hands.
Yes.
By God's mercy.
Yes.
We was able to get her out. Now I hollered and I said, is there anybody else in the car? I tried to shake her. I said, is there any kids in the car? I said, is there anybody back there? And I began to try to look, and it was so engulfed with smoke, I couldn't see anything. And then finally she came to her, no, like that. And I thought, Lord, I hope not.
Praise God.
That thing went up in flames. Praise God. God, just as fast as soon as we got her out of that.
Yeah.
Amen. God's mercies.
Yes. Yeah.
God's hand, God's protecting hands.
Thank God.
Out there on the highway, watching over us. He's a good God.
Yes, he's good.
He's a good God. You know what? That thing could have went up while we was inside there trying to pull her out of that vehicle.
Right, that's right.
It could have overtook us that fast and that easy, but God's hands.
Woo.
God's mercy.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
And I don't deserve it. You hear me? I do not deserve
such mercy.
I do not deserve any of that.
God.
I don't deserve any of God's hand, any of His mercy, any of that. I don't deserve it.
No.
But He did it anyway. I said, He did it anyway.
Yes, yeah. He did. Yes.
And He had a purpose. He loves us. He loves us. He loves His children. Amen. He loves those that puts His trust in Him. He watches over those
praise
that puts
John.
His trust in Him.
Yes, He does.
And those that pray, for one another.
Thank God.
Amen. He's such a good God.
Hallelujah.
Good Lord.
We're going to go to the Lord in prayer.
I like your sister Jan.
All right. Oh, she went to the restroom.
Okay.
Yeah, she went to the restroom. Amen.
Glory to God.
She just found she goes back. All right, let's take prayer request. Or has anybody else got it? Anybody else got a testimony? Somebody else want to tell what God's done for you? That's just a few things, Brother Tommy, that I can mention what God has done for me.
Yep.
Things that was my foolishness, things that wasn't. He was there.
Thanks.
Sister Jan, I ask that you testify.
I just appreciate being here this morning. Just really
come on, Missy. Come on.
I've enjoyed that, those testimonies, and it just blesses my heart.
Yes.
That God can deal with you as a child.
Holy, holy.
Hallelujah.
Of course, we'll never do a thing about holiness.
Come on.
Grace. Well, we had to go to Sunday school somewhere. My dad was Baptist, and he wasn't saved, but we had to go to Sunday school somewhere. And I had to go up there to the Methodist church where the store lady runs the store, and she teaches. And she was a godly woman in the Methodist church.
Yeah.
And her example of her life stuck with me. And I just appreciate the Lord. And I've just been so blessed this morning.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Praise God. Come on, come on.
Praise God.
I just appreciate everything God's done for me.
Amen.
I just appreciate everyone here. Love you.
Somebody else.
Hallelujah.
Somebody else.
Come on, children. Come on.
We don't have to have a
no.
Cut dry.
God, have you.
Can you lift your hands and just worship Him this morning? That's what we're here for. We have to worship.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done.